Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Now, we are going to learn how to say computer in Chinese. I'm joined by Eric Brynjolfsson. Eric is an MIT professor, a world-leading expert in how technologies such as artificial intelligence and robots could affect the world economy. Welcome, Eric.
你好.
Wow. Okay, 你好.
That's the only word I know.
Well, so you are going to know a lot more from here. How did I do with my pronunciation with your name?
Oh, I'm teaching a little Icelandic now. Brynjolfsson, that's Icelandic for the son of the armored wolf. And you said it just right.
Okay, Professor Brynjolfsson, do you think translation apps would ever be good enough that we don't need to struggle to learn a new language such as Chinese?
Translation apps are amazing. I love them. But they're no substitute for really learning a language. Apps are great for word-for-word comparisons, but to really understand the subtleties of a language, you need to learn it yourself.
I have to say, I totally agree with you. Otherwise, if I speak in Chinese and people try to understand me through the translation app, and then you answer in English, and we have the conversation through simultaneous translation, I still don't think they can get the nuance of a culture sense right.
I think you're right.
And as a Star Wars fan, do you think that there will be a real-life C-3PO type of thing when the robot can speak 6 million languages?
I would never say never, and someday I think we will have robots like C-3PO, but that's not what we see in our near future. Robots are doing amazing things in factories in China and on Wall Street, but they're not the humanoid robots we see in television shows.
Right. And I think the onset of the technology in development, a lot of it is from the wide use of the computer. So today, we are going to show you how to say computer in Chinese.
Terrific.
All right. We say 电脑.
电脑.
Perfect.
电脑.
电脑. And let's decipher these two words. 电, it's electricity.
电.
电. Perfect. It's fourth tone, so you go down. 电.
电.
That's right. 脑.
脑.
脑. You say that correctly. 脑 is the third tone, so you go down first and then go up. 脑.
脑.
Yes, the meaning of 脑 is brain.
Oh, okay. So what's 电?
电 is the electricity.
So it's electric brain.
Electric brain.
电脑.
电脑, perfect. And 电脑.
电脑. I love this because it's very different than English where, you know, computer, you think of numbers and computation, but in Chinese, it's an electric brain. That's a very different way of thinking about the same object.
Yes, and also Chinese, you can think it's really logical. For example, a lot of new words which didn't exist in the olden days, following the modern life and technologies, a lot of devices we have are empowered by electricity, and they just combine different words. Let me give you some more examples.
Well, you know, actually, before you do that, I was just thinking computer, of course, is a new word in English, too, but it didn't come from adding electricity. It came from, there used to be a job, Americans who did computation or in Britain, and that was a job category. A computer was a person. Now, of course, a computer is an object.
So that was a human calculator?
Yes, sure. There were people who had that job. They had to add up big strings of numbers.
And I bet those people don't exist anymore.
I hope not. It doesn't sound like a very fun job.
Okay, so let's work on a few other modern words using electricity. 电视.
电视.
电视, yes. And that's the combination between electricity and vision. Guess what that is?
Television?
Television. Perfect. That's television. And then when we say electricity speech, guess what that is?
Telephone.
Telephone. So we say 电话.
电话.
That's right. 电话.
电话 is telephone and 电视 is television.
That's right.
And 电脑 is computer.
Perfect. And then let's give you a few more.
Wait. Yeah. Okay, this is okay, so you just put 电 in front of it and it turns it into a modern object.
That's right. Told you,
cool.
Chinese is easy.
Yeah, this is so easy. This is fun.
Okay. And when you say movie, we say electric shadow. 电影.
电影.
电影. And this time, 影, yes, is the third tone. 电影.
电影.
That's right. And now, compare with computer, when we say human brain, we say 头脑.
头脑.
头脑. You remember 脑 from 电脑. That's the same word. But
right.
To differentiate between human brain and computer brain, we say head with the brain together to emphasize the brain is inside your head. It's not inside the machine.
Oh, I see. There's different kinds of brains out there, though. The electric ones and the ones in humans.
That's right.
Let me try that. 电脑.
电脑.
电影.
电影.
电话.
电话.
电视.
电视. Eric, you can teach me Chinese.
That was very easy. That was fun. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where I teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. And today is your Christmas because we have Eric Brynjolfsson teaching us so many other words, from computer to movies to television and telephone. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until then, 再见.
再见.
再见, that means goodbye. Bye, Eric.
再见.
再见.
I need work on that one.